The U.S. Academy Award-winning actress and human rights activist Mira Sorvino was appointed on Thursday as a goodwill ambassador for the U.N. Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC. Ms. Sorvino will focus her advocacy efforts on combating human trafficking. She told me she first got involved in this issue as an ambassador for Amnesty International's campaign to stop violence against women.
Prior to working on the campaign, I really had not understood that slavery still existed in the world in a very meaningful way. You know, like the rest of us Americans, I thought that certainly in our country, slavery had ended when Lincoln freed the slaves. But it's not the case. I mean, even within America, there's a great deal of slavery in various forms. There's sexual slave labor, there's sweatshop labor, there's migrant farm worker labor, there's child prostitution, child pornography, and it goes mostly undetected. The victims, the vast majority of them, are never found and helped. There's potentially millions of people trafficked globally every year, and countries that are quantifying that sort of data, as listed in the UNODC most recent report, there were only just around 22,000 victims who had been identified. We're talking a minute amount of the actual crime that's going on, that's actually being apprehended, and that the traffickers are being convicted and punished, and that the victims are achieving freedom and some kind of aid and a return to some sort of normalcy.
You also did a television miniseries on human trafficking a few years back. How did that experience shape your perception?
Well, I had decided to work on the film Human Trafficking because of the work I'd been doing with Amnesty, and I thought this would be a great way to raise awareness on this topic. And in doing the film, I really became far better acquainted with certain elements of the topic. I spoke to victims, and I have to say, once you meet a trafficking victim, it's something that never leaves you. A person who has been owned by another person and physically abused and treated as something less than human for an extended period of time, and terrified and often raped and threatened that they're going to have their children killed or their parents killed or their brothers and sisters killed. These kinds of methods that the traffickers use to ensnare and then keep a thrall over their victims are just the most draconian, evil forms of manipulation known to man, really. And when you see the effect that they have on a person, I mean, the only other comparable thing I could ever say is that, you know, if you've met a Holocaust victim, that same haunted, terrible trauma is in the face of a trafficking victim. It's something stunning, and you see this pain that people were able to use other people in this fashion, that they saw their way clear to making a profit in this way, that this is the business that these people have chosen. It's a big business. Organized crime is spreading their tentacles all over trafficking, because next to only drugs and arms trafficking, it's the third most profitable criminal enterprise going in the world right now.
How do you feel about being appointed a UN Goodwill Ambassador? How will that help get your message across?
I'm thrilled to be appointed as a UN Goodwill Ambassador. It's an enormous honor. It was actually an aspiration of mine from the time I was very young to actually work with the UN. I wrote my thesis about racial conflict and prejudice. I always wanted to somehow put my education in terms of prejudicial treatment and the abuse of people into some broader context that would actually have some practical application and do some good. And I think that people certainly look up to the UN. I mean, I've found that when I've traveled, and I think just being a representative of the UN certainly gives me a greater platform from which to be heard, and if I am spreading the message that the UN feels appropriate to spread on this and helping further their goals in tackling this problem from a law enforcement angle, I think maybe we really can have some effect. So I'm really honored, and I'm really thrilled to take on this challenge.
Mira Sorvino, the newly appointed Goodwill Ambassador for the UN Office on Drugs and Crime.